The problems the growing Muslim community faces in America start with the fact that only a few decades ago, Muslims were mostly invisible in the West. Their visibility then emerged by association often with the militant nation of Islam, or conflicts such as the Iranian Revolution, hijackings and hostage-taking in the Middle East and South Asia. Some saw these events as signs of an Islamic threat or a clash of civilization, Islam versus the West. America's relationship with Muslims was seen within a context of conflict and confrontation. Islam was viewed as a foreign religion, distinct from the Judeo-Christian tradition, rather than the notion of children of Abraham. This reinforced the sense of us in them. Subsequent attacks against America and Americans in Somalia, Saudi Arabia, Africa in the late 1990s, and most recently in New York and Washington on 9/11, have led many to regard Islam and Muslims with fear and distrust. They judge Islam as inherently violent and militant, religiously and culturally. This has an impact on the status and role of Muslims. Like many other immigrants of diverse religious and ethnic backgrounds, Muslims have been challenged to define their place in America and European society. Like Jews and Catholics before them, they struggle with assimilation, integration, multiculturalism, intermarriage, gender relations, worship and education, a whole host of issues. Some struggle with the English language, as new immigrants do, as well as holding on to their native or homeland cultures. How much of the old culture should one hold on to? And many face religious and ethnic discrimination in the workplace and in society. Like Jewish law for Jews, as I noted earlier, Islamic law is central to a Muslim's life, covering religious requirements, dietary regulations, and family law. And so for Muslims living as minorities in America and Europe, the question is, how does one then bring this along, fit it into the new environment, into the new culture, into the new society? Ironically, many of the non-Muslim minorities who preceded them and made it in America do not identify with Muslims and fail to see the similarities between their own past and Muslims' current problems. It was disheartening to me at one point to see after 9/11, the owner of a gas station, who from his name looked like he was Italian-American, saying, send them all back to where they came from. And I kept thinking, being Italian-American, this guy probably is second generation. And suddenly he acts as if he was always here, as if he were a Native American Indian or came over on the Mayflower. And has suddenly fallen into an us and them mentality. Oftentimes, Muslims fall outside the circle, therefore, of American pluralism. That is the comfortable circle. Because they are not part of the Judeo-Christian or even, in a sense, secular culture, that perception. However different previous religious and ethnic minorities, the vast majority were Judeo-Christian. Most regard Islam or have regarded Islam as foreign. Few have thought of it as an Abrahamic religion, as part of a Judeo-Christian Islamic tradition. In the absence of this knowledge and awareness, Islam is often seen through explosive headline events. And thus, as I've said before, the hatred and violence of a minority of religious extremists obscure the faith of the mainstream majority. In recent years, a major issue for Muslims has been the Americanization of the Muslim experience. Because imams coming from foreign countries are not always aware of or sensitive to the problems that American Muslims encounter, the training of native imams or indigenous imams has been seriously undertaken since the 1980s. Legal councils addressing life in America and the issues of life in America have been founded to respond to questions raised by communities here in America, rather than always relying on scholars overseas to provide the norm or interpret the norm for today, although that continues to exist as well.